People may be taking down your names at this moment. Our next guest tonight is the world's only known singing CIA agent. He's a very scary person. His name is George Shrub, and he is the poet laureate of the Committee to Intervene Anywhere, a charitable organization that works only for the profit of others. Please give an appropriate welcome to the noted and feared anti-folk singer, Mr. George Shrub.
Peace. Say, as far as I know, I'm the only one here who has peace. Am I right? All right, we're waiting for a few people from the next room to come in and take their seats in an orderly fashion like they belong to an authorized political party. Oh, it is so great to be here and, you know, everywhere. I came in a little late. I missed the earlier part of the program. I had the technical problems with the heater. The heater was out of order in the swimming pool in my car. But anyhow, I know many of you already. I see a number of faces here. Well, one per person, pretty much, actually. Many of you, of course, are already familiar to me from my files, and some of you will become familiar to me. Long time since we've met, and of course you don't remember when that was, but I've been traveling all over the world in, well, actually all four countries. And yeah, I discovered a funny thing out there. They hate us. Yeah, why? Why? Well, you know, our manipulation of their economies and overthrowing their governments, and these things, of course, they're ambivalent about. But our freedom, that's what they hate. And that's why we've had to hide it. And I do apologize that we had to destroy the Bill of Rights in order to save it, but the fact is that you have only lost, what is it, Amendments 1, 4, 5, 6. That's it. Count them on one hand. There it is. These are the things that happen in wartime. These are the times that try men's souls. Fortunately, I sold mine quite some time ago. But I needed the money. You know, they say money is the root of all evil, but a man needs his roots. And so they do hate us, but I want you to know that there's people all over the world who want what we've got here in America. I suppose it makes sense. It's theirs. But now they're telling me that there are people right here in America who want what we've got here in America. That's carrying things a little bit too far. You know who I'm talking about, the unions. Obviously, unions responsible for our economic difficulties and we'll talk about that briefly tonight. But the fact is that I have been traveling into the Middle East because they needed me over there. I had been made the deputy cultural director of the Homeland Security Department because I wrote the winning song in the departmental theme song contest. There were many other entrants, but they disappeared, didn't they? So But I did write that winning song, and I will sing it, and you will like it. Yeah. Home, home on the exchange, where the dear and the cheap interchange, where seldom is heard from the world that is third, and the spies, they get rowdy this way. We know with whom you're sleeping, we know which drugs you take, we know you've got the names we need, so talk or your legs will break. Better watch out, better not lie, that's my job, and I'll tell you why. Just because I own the whole town. Gringo bells, gringo bells, gringos all the way. Oh, what fun it is to run to the countries where we stay. Hey! Gringo bells, gringo bells, gringos all the way. Oh, what fun to pull a gun when they tell us what to pay. But who's aggressing? Who is messing? in another country's life. No, not I, sir, I'm just a spy, sir. I don't even pack a knife. You've got to know who's who, know when to pull a coup, know when to walk away and blame it on someone else. Should old acquaintances be shot and never brought to trial, the public pricked, successors picked in the old-time-honored style. So, double your treasure, double your guns, and shift your neighbor's sons. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, but they did send me over to Iraq because one of our friends over there became an adversary. If you're into math, you probably detect a pattern here. Some of you old enough here to remember the Panama rescue, Operation Just Cuz, where we had gone down there. And Noriega, we had taken him out because we put him in and we took him out. Why do our friends keep becoming our enemies, you want to know? Well, it's very simple. If I have to teach you to hate somebody completely new, it's going to take me 6 months. 8 months if you don't have cable. So what happens is... You've all had a friend go bad, so we just take a friend and then enemy. So it's very simple. Otherwise, you end up with the enemies gap. You know, we can use up enemies faster than we can make new ones. So it's necessary to recycle. Anyhow, that's an important thing with Saddam, and you've all seen the pictures of him getting chummy with Rummy and the handshake, and that's when they, you know, turned over the keys to Al Gabe and all this kind of stuff. But, and I know people will criticize our particular forms of abuse. And they say, you know, they're using dogs over there to interrogate. I want to tell you something. People will talk to dogs. But the important thing to know about the Geneva Conventions is, of course, that they are quaint. Now, these kinds of things, you may call them abuses, they're only temporary as long as the war lasts, which is permanent, you know, and... I know many of you have opinions. Many people have opposed our policies in the Middle East. Many have gone further and actually questioned them. This breaks down into two basic groups. First of all, of course, you, and secondly, pardon the language, the French. Now, people said, why are you going after Saddam when you're supposed to be going after Osama? People don't have the access to information that we have. We've made sure of this, of course. The important thing to know is that we have evidence conclusively showing that Osama bin Laden actually is hiding. Now, but where, yes. Well, we think that he has probably left Afghanistan, probably went through Sudan to get to Pharmaceutistan. Why? Because if you go that way, then you can get up directly through Syria, Iria, and Deliria all the way up into Iraq. And that is why we have to look for Osama in every country ending in an or ak. Now, the French never understood this, and then they dragged the Germans down with them into this non-understanding thing, and then Spanish, Islamic anyway. So all of these people, it's old Europe, it is irrelevant. I have told these people, you are either with us or you're with the UN. It's that simple. And so, fortunately, it worked out that we had support from New Europe, which we had developed just for this purpose. And we had a lot of very solid support from Slovenia, Estonia, Micronesia, all the different countries ending in IA were with. Entire nation of Berlusconi was with us on this one. Turkey supported us. Well, not the people, but in general. Anyhow, the thing is, we went in there with a heavy heart. Do you think we like being an empire? That's the E word. I want you to know, yes, we are an empire, but we are first in history. We are the world's first ever non-imperialist empire. And that's a wonderful thing to be the good guys and, well, still call the shots. But anyway, they needed me to come over there and write a song about the situation with Saddam, who was supporting Al-Qaeda, or someone like them, or he would have liked to. Anyhow, so, And of course, the weapons, we know that they had them and they moved them. But we know they had them, and we still have the receipts. That's the facts. But the 36% of the American people believe that he has hidden them in Syria. 28% believe that he has hidden them in Iran. What does that tell us? Very simply, that 64% of the people believe that they are somewhere. And that is exactly where we're going to find them. And not only that, the nuclear weapons, which we're going to be looking for in Iraq and Iran, and we will look for them in any country starting in I. Now, some of you will say, well, it's obvious. Look in Israel. Because you see, you don't understand basic politics and geography. Israel starts with I. That's very different. Israel has a policy in regards to nuclear weapons that they may or not have. It's called ambiguous. It's an ambiguous nuclear policy. This means that they can land on water or on people. Either way, it doesn't matter. But we are going to look in the I countries, of course. And Israel, you know, they're just over there minding their own business, just having a life, you know, in someone's country. They're, you know, I don't really understand. It's a mysterious region. It's not inscrutable, that's further east, but it is mysterious. Let's take, for example, Palestinians. How could there be Palestinians when there's no Palestine? It's a great mystery. Turns out that the Palestinians actually left some time ago, and they took Palestine with them. You could have, that was, you were allowed 4 carry-ons at that time. Anyhow, now they want to come back. Now this is very important, because this is called the right of return, and I actually support that. That might surprise you, but there's a precedent for this. The Israelites actually left and came back 2,000 years later. That's a good timetable, and I think that Palestinians could use that. It's not being used. And of course, while they're waiting their turn, they could do some work to get ready. They could civilize themselves. I mean, anyone can tell you they're not civilized. No, I'll just give you one example. Okay. All right. Suicide bombers. I mean, why can't they drop their bombs from airplanes like civilized people? I don't... Yeah. Those Palestinians are using Iraqi block rocks against innocent jet fighters. So we have to level the playing field, and, well, Israel's doing that, and we're helping. Anyhow, they asked me to come over there and write a song for the Operation Iraqi Oil Freedom, or whatever we ended up calling it. You and I must make a pact. We must bring Iraq back.
Where there is oil, I'll be there.
Oh, you and I travel to the beat of a big oil drum. Can't you see by my car that runs 15 gallons to the mile? The Lord above made man to rob his neighbor. No matter where with neighbors he is cursed. The Lord above made man to rob his neighbor, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, with a little luck, I'll get there first. Everybody, with a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of blooming luck. The gentle sheiks were made for us to curry, to drill our oil and keep it flowing without cease. The gentle sheiks were made for us to curry, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, we can have it all and call it peace. I ain't no wimp, I ain't no gimp, don't need no symphony. I played this one alone with Tony Blair on timpani. I ain't no fall guy, I'm a tall guy, and I'm gonna do what Cheney tells me to. Oh, thank you. Thank you kindly. Of course, this is international policy. I do have new domestic responsibilities, which previously, of course, I've left to the ladies. Although the fact is that you cannot you can't say that anymore. Ladies. You have to say women now. Isn't that right, girls? Yeah. women, it's hard to say. Women are one of our most important minorities, I think. 53%, is it? Almost as important as that other marginal fringe group, the gays and thespians, who, as you may know, have been acting out quite a bit. And Some of them even went over, you know, like the women who went to Washington. This is an amazing thing. I don't know if you noticed this. They had their own demonstration without any help. It was a wonderful thing. But this was actually modeled on a previous demonstration by and I know that many of you are among these and demonstrations against our saving of various countries, and you've gone out there in your numbers, tens and tens of people have been out there. And that's all right. I might not agree with what you say, but I will defend your death if you say it. However, the fact is that the gays and thespians went out to Washington and tried to put a condom on the Washington Monument. This was supposed to make a point, you see, to stop the spread of this social disease, pentagonorrhea, you know. It's supposed to be they say it spreads by fucking too many countries or something. Anyhow, the senator in charge of such things, the Senator Santorum, had proposed a constitutional amendment to solve this whole problem. It would rename the species Hetero Sapiens, but of course, this was blocked by Hillary and all the other feminazis running things up there. And I can tell you right now, that is not the kind of Nazis we want running things up there. But did you know there are now gay people in the unions? It's uncivil, I tell you. Anyhow, the unions are responsible for the downturns in the economy, as I said. But you have to think of the economy as a longer process, sort of a project, sort of a like a Russian novel, and we're up to chapter 11, I guess, at this point. But what happens with the unions is we had to give them a timeout because they're demanding all these luxuries for their members, things like multi-walled dwellings and post-breakfast meals. Post-nursery education, this kind of thing. So we put them to one side, put them in a corner, and while they're in the corner thinking about it, of course, the jobs have to get done. Well, we put some of the jobs over in Mexico, but from in Mexico there, the workers here can still see it there, so we had to move them further. And plus, people start bringing in, and even in Mexico, they start bringing in these abstract, complex formulas like minimum wage, you know, 8-hour day, this kind of thing. So we moved them over a little further from Mexico. Some of you, by the way, here know a little bit about Mexico. Some of you are in it right now, in the Mexico of your minds, right here in Los Angeles. And for those of you, I just do want to be sure to include you in the conversation with the traditional greeting, tu casa es mi casa. But the fact about the Mexicans, some of those jobs had to be moved a little further. Some of you know Asia. We've got a good process going. In Malaysia, some of you know your Spanish. That's bad Asia. Now, the bad Asians over there were very happy to get these jobs and because it's a simple thing. We don't bring in all these third parties, you know. We just have basically the employer, the subcontractor, and the teenage girl, and that's it. And the guys that bring the barbed wire. That's all, though, because you don't want this complex because it's not energy efficient and it's not labor efficient. We basically just set up these shops, and they just come in and sweat, actually. So, sweatshops. We've got sweatshops. We're a modern Stone Age family. My money lies over the ocean. My money lies over the sea. My money lies over the ocean. Invested in sweat equity. East side, west side, all across the seas. The tots sing Michael Jordan, dude. Check out these factories. Boys and girls together work for nickels and dimes. Making shoes, gymnastic in conditions that are fine. There was a young woman who sold a shoe. Phil Knight made $1 billion while she made $2 a day. Oh, give me a plant with a good worker ant and a dear little minimum wage. Where seldom is seen a unionized teen and the kids hold their bladders all day. Oh, thank you so much. Well, I have to say, I know that it's been hard for you to take up the citizens' role in a modern non-imperialist empire. You already dropped the ball once when you couldn't figure out how to boycott France, and it's going to come up again, so I'll just pass this on. Just don't buy anything that ends in an, on, or e. And in general, there are many new responsibilities, and I don't think anyone summed it up better than our dear departed president when he said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do to someone else's country. Well, I've asked to be included in this show because I wanted to share my point of view with you so that you won't need your own, basically. Clearly, everything is well in hand, very calm around the world, Iraq especially, and things going swimmingly. There are very few things at this point that are out of control. We may have an election. That could be a problem. We'll see. Phenomenon in the world that I am just beginning to study and really haven't been able to do anything about, and perhaps you could advise me, leave me some notes on this later, and just leave them anywhere and I'll get them. It's a prickly thing. It's a cultural thing that affects the hearts and minds of many people in our realm, and I haven't been able to figure out what to do about it. So I'd like you to help me figure out what to do about David Rovich.